פרק זין. In פרק זין, ירמיה starts his critique about the avodah in the mishkan, in the Beit HaMikdash. And this perek is very parallel to perek kavav. It will be important to see both of those perakim simultaneously, because in this perek, he's going to spend the entire perek criticizing the avodah and the Beit HaMikdash. He will, in perek kavav, the first six psukim, recap that critique, and it shows what happens to Yirmiyah as a result of his words. And that's the chapter of the famous Mishpat, the famous trial of Yirmiyah. So really, Zayin leads directly into Kafav, and it will be important to see those two chapters together. A little words of introduction to what's going on here. We know that Yoshiyahu was a righteous king, and he called people to be Ovedet Hashem. And he made one of the greatest religious revivals in Jewish history, in Yehuda. Unfortunately, Yoshiyahu died in a battle against Paro, and the Egyptian king's way up north. Yoshiyahu goes out to speak, and he's killed. And that caused a great mashber, amongst the Jewish people. And after that, 3 months later, after Melech Mitzrayim removes Yoshiyahu's son from rule, he puts his own puppet ruler, different son, Yehoyakim. Now Yehoyakim is not a popular leader, and Yehoyakim, appointed from Egypt, realizes that the pro-Yoshiyahu group is against him. Specifically, especially because he represents a puppet of Mitzrayim who killed Yoshiyahu. So he finds the anti-Yoshiyahu camp, and he allies himself with him, and he reverses the religious reform of his father, and he starts permitting all sorts of avodah zarah, and certainly all sorts of corruption happen in the land. And here, this is the background of Yirmiyah at the Beit HaMikdash. Yirmiyah stands at the Beit HaMikdash, and he really starts attacking what we'll call the religion of the Beit HaMikdash. In its place, he advocates the religion of the Aseret HaDibirot, of justice, as we'll see. Now, this doesn't mean that he's attacking the Beit HaMikdash and the actual laws of the Torah, right? The Torah merges the two, the religion of the Beit HaMikdash and the religion of Aseret HaDibirot. That's the ideal, is to put both. Yirmiyah, however, is quite upset at the exclusiveness of their worship only in the ritual of the Korbanot without any moral component to it. So he's going to react quite harshly against that. And this is not only Yirmiyah, we've seen other Nevi'im do this, of course, critique what's going on in the Beit HaMikdash. So Yeshayah, Asi Amos, and other Nevi'im. Pasuk Aleph. Haddavar Asher haya Yirmiyahu me'et Adonai lemor. The words that came to Yirmiyahu from Hashem. Now, if we're right that this perek is simultaneous with Kavav, Kafav tells us that this is in the beginning of the reign of Yehoyakim. Right? So this Nebu'ah is in the beginning of the reign of Yehoyakim, and the Mishpat, certainly later in Kafav, will indicate that because there'll be story about Yehoyakim. But Perek Kafav begins Bereshit Mamlachot Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu. Amod, and so now God tells the Nevi, Amod b'sha'ar bet Adonai v'karata sham et davar hazeh. Right? He's told to stand in the gateway of the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit Hashem, and call this word. V'amru, v'amarta, shim'u devar Adonai kol Yehuda ha'ba'im b'sha'arim ha'elu lishtahvot Adonai. Hear the word of God, all those that come through these gates to bow to God. So it's a gathering. It could be the gathering of the the regalim, or some mefarshim say that it's potentially a gathering calling for a fast, which is that they should fast for salvation. Kol amar Adonai Tzevaot, Elohei Yisrael, hitivu derkechem u'malechem, v'ashakena etchem b'makom hazeh. God says, improve your ways and your deeds, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Pasuk Dalet. Al tiftechu lahem el divrei ha-sheker. Le'mon hechad Hashem, hechad Hashem, hechad Hashem himma. Don't trust the false statements that say, Hechad Hashem, Hechad Hashem, Hechad Hashem. The sanctuary of Hashem repeated three times. Hem are they. In other words, this is the ultimate falsehood that the Nevi is doing battle with. That with the full prophets are saying, you don't have to worry because it will be the Hechad Hashem that will protect you, right? That there are these services. And there is a whole discussion amongst the Rishonim why you need three times, that Adak says for the three parts of the Mishkan, right, the Ulam, the Hechal, and the Kodesh Kodeshim. There are other Perushim in the Midrash, why three times. Nevertheless, again, this seems to be an indication that Yirmiyah is battling people who believe that the Beit HaMikdash will offer automatic protection and they have nothing to worry about their actions. Pasukei. Ki im hetev tetivu et darkechem ve'et malechem im asu tasu mishpat ben ish l're'ehu. If you improve your ways and your deeds and you truly do justice between man and his fellow man, if that's what you do, right, then that's the ultimate tshuva. And again, he continues, Ger yatom ve'almana lo ta'ashoku. V'dam naki al tishpachu b'makom hazeh, v'harei Elohim aherim lo telchu l'ra lachem. He enumerates certain sins. First, do not harm the ger yatom ve'almana. Do not oppress them. Do not shed innocent blood. V'dam naki tishpachu b'makom hazeh. And don't go after Harei Elohim Aherim, other gods, lo telchu l'ra lachem. Don't follow them, be your own harm. And if you do that, if you abstain from those, v'shikanti etchem b'makom hazeh, ba'aretz sh'natati l'avotechem l'min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. I will cause you to dwell in this land that I have given to your fathers from the world and to the world, meaning forever. But you're trusting falsehood that is of no use. And now he gives examples of the crimes. Haganov ratzowah v'naof v'hishaveh l'sheker v'kater l'ba'al v'haloch ahare Elohim aherim asher lo yedatem. So he really enumerates some sins, and he says, can you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, make ketoret, incense to the Baal, and go after other gods that you don't even, that you've never knew? And then, after you do that, ubatem ba'matem lefanei ba'bayit hazeh, you come and stand in front of me in this house, she'er nikra shemi alav, that my name is called on it, ba'amartem, you say, nitzalnu, leman asot et kol ha'toevot ha'elnu. Right? And after that, you come to this house, you say, we're saved. And the Nevi is now actually saying, you're really saying this because you want to continue in doing all of these things. You want to continue to do all of these toivot, all of these abominations, right? So in other words, coming to the Beit HaMikdash, the ultimate hypocrisy, you can't just erase your sins by simply praying in the Beit HaMikdash, because you continuously perform these sins, right? And if that's the case, it's the Beit HaMikdash which you're using as a catalyst to perform this behavior. And of course, that's the ultimate sin. And then he turns to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ha-me'arat paritzim haya ha-bayit hazeh, asher nikra shemi alav b'nechem. Gam anochi hinei ra'iti ne'um Adonai. So this, he says now, by Beit HaMikdash is turned into a ma'arat paritzim. Right? Which means a cave of criminals. Right? In other words, a ma'arat paritzim, haya ha-bayit hazeh, this cave of criminals is what this house became. Asher nikra shemi alav, that my name is called on it, be'enechem, meaning in your eyes it became this cave of criminals, meaning a hideaway place for criminals. That's what you're using it for. Hine ra'itinu Hashem. I saw this, Hashem says. Ki lechuna el mekomi asher b'shilo, asher shikanti shemisham barishona, ur'u et asher asiti lo mipnei ra'at ami Yisrael. Now the Nevi turns into an extremely harsh statement. And this is what will incense the people when they hear it. He says, go to my place in Shiloh. He's referring to Mishkan Shiloh. Asher shikanti shemisham. Yes, I rested my name there. Barishona, originally. Uru asher asiti lo. Now see what I have done to it. Mipnei ra'at ami Yisrael. Because of the evil of my nation, Yisrael. And in reality, if we refer back to some of the classes that we spoke upon in early on in Sefer Shmuel, we'll see that one of the reasons of the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh was the corrupt leadership, specifically of Bnei Eli and others that were corrupt, but they were very, very focused and very precise in the Avodah, in the Mishkan. But there was tremendous corruption and bribery and amongst Ben Adam Lehaviro. And we see that Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed because of that. And now he makes the ultimate harsh comparison between Mishkan Shiloh and the Beit HaMikdash. As you'll see in Perek Kaf Vav, it will be that statement that will incense the people to attempt to proclaim unto Yirmiyahu a death sentence. It's the ultimate taking Shiloh, the ultimate defeat, and comparing that to the Beit HaMikdash. Pasuk Yud Gima. V'ata yan asotchem et kol ha-ma'asim ha'ele n'um Adonai. Since you've done all these actions, v'daber alechem, spoke to you, hashkem, right, early in the morning. And according to many, I've spoken to you repeatedly. B'daber v'lo shematim. I said it many times, and you haven't listened. V'ikra etchem v'lo anitem. I called upon you and you haven't answered. And again, v'asiti labayit asher nikra shemi alav, she'atem botchem bo. I will do to the house that my name is called on it, that you're relying on, you're trusting it. V'lakom asher natati lachem. It's a place that I gave you, to your fathers, kasher asiti the Shiloh, like I've done to Shiloh. Again, the comparison with the destruction of Shiloh. Vishlachti etchem al panai. I will cast you away from my presence. Kadishishlachti et kol achichem et kol zera Ephraim. He brings another precedent for destruction. I will cast you away like I've cast away your brothers, Shevet Ephraim, which means Malchut Israel, which I have destroyed. Pasuk Tzayin, ve'ata al titpalel ba'adam hazeh. He tells the Nabi, don't pray for these people. Ve'al tisa ba'adam rinna. Right, and do not put a cry and a prayer for them. Ve'utvilah. Ve'al tifgabi. And don't push, don't entreat me. Ki eneni shomei otach. I will not listen to you. Ha'enecha ro'eh ma'hem ha'osim. Don't you see what they are doing? Ba'arei Yehuda u'Hatzot Yerushalayim, in the cities of Yehuda and the streets of Yerushalayim. Pasuk Yud Het. He enumerates some of the things that annoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Habanim melachtim etzim. Sons gather wood. Ve'avot meva'arim ta'ish. The fathers light the fire. Ve'nashim lashot batzik. And the women, right, they knead the dough.
Ta'asot kavanim lemlechet hashamayim. What's all this for? Right? To make pastries to the melechet hashamayim, meaning the constellations and the avodah zarah. Vasich nesachim, libations, l'elohim achirim, to other gods, l'man achiseni, to anger me. Ha'otiyem achisim, however, here's the irony that the Nebi says, are they angering me? Nu'um Adonai, ha'lo'otam l'ma'an boshet p'nehem. Right, so this is, they think they're provoking me, says Hashem. Right, it's themselves bringing shame upon themselves. This brings shame onto themselves, doesn't anger me. God doesn't need the people. Lachin kuamad Adonai Elohim, hine api v'hamati nitechet el ha'makom hazeh. My anger and my wrath will be poured upon this place. Al ha'adam v'al ha'behema, on man and animal. V'al etz ha'sadeh, even on the tree of the field, the vegetation. V'al pri ha'adama, the fruit of the land. It'll burn and not be extinguished. The next portion of this perek is the actual haftarah on Perashat Tzav. Here, Yirmiyah strengthens his attack on the korbanot, which is ironic, because the Hachamim put it as the haftarah of Perashat Tzav, in which that's the haftarah that has the most korbanot, the description of the korbanot. It seems that Hachamim put it there not to undermine the Torah, Chas v'Shalom, but actually that when we perform Korbanot, this chapter in Yirmiyah should give us the right perspective on how to do it. Pasuk Aleph. Ko amar Adonai Tzevaot Elohei Yisrael. This is what Hashem said. Olotechem sefu al zivrechem v'ichlu basar. Really, he's telling you, mix your olot and your zivachim, which is your shlamim, and eat the meat, which is, of course, against the halacha. The olot are forbidden to be eaten. So this is a very harsh statement to mix, right, the olah and the shlamim together and just to eat it. Right, meaning it's a stinging rebuke upon how they are performing their korbanot and how this is insincere and therefore displeasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki lo dibarti et avotechem ve lo tziviti. Right, because I did not speak with your forefathers, nor did I command them. They took them out of Egypt concerning Ola and Zabah, meaning Olot and Shlamim. This is a very difficult pasuk, because of course we do know that it is in the Torah, and what does this mean? The Radak seems to say that he's talking about here individuals, which talking about Korban Ola and Shlamim, that they don't have those obligations. Those are voluntary Korbanot, right? Even though there is the Korban Tamid, nevertheless, that's not an individual. And since they are voluntary Korbanot, how do you say, even though I've commanded you to do it because it's voluntary? Others say, the Yitzhak says that I didn't command you to bring korbanot, even hatta'ot. I'd prefer you not sin and not have to bring korban. And that would be my ultimate preference on how you should behave. Pasuk Kav Gima. Ki em et ha-davar hazeh siviti otam lemor, shim'u b'koli v'hayiti lachem l'Elohim. Rather, this is what I've commanded them, saying, listen to my voice, and I will be for you a God. And you shall be for me a nation. Follow in the whole path that I command you, which should be good for you. They didn't listen. They didn't lend an ear. Right? Right, so they went and they followed their own etzot, their own counsel. B'shirut libam, the visions of their evil heart. Libam hara, ve'yu la'hor ve'lo lefanim. It turned them backwards, not forwards. L'min ha'yom asher yatzu avotechem be'eretz Mitzrayim ad ha'yom hazeh. From the day they left Mitzrayim till today. V'ashlach alechem et kol avadai nevi'im. I sent my servants to nevi'im. Yom hashkem v'shaloach. Right? Every day. Coming early and going forward. V'lo shamu elai. They haven't listened. V'lo tutos nam delin their ear. V'yakshu et or pam. They stiffen their neck. Hereo me'avotam. They were worse than their forefathers. V'dibarta alehem et kol dvarim ha'ille. V'lo yishmu elecha. V'karata alehem v'lo yanucha. Right? And now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, approaches Yirmiyah, tells him, he says, you're going to tell them all these things, but they won't listen to you. You call out to them, they're not going to answer you. Still, he says, this is what you have to say to them. V'amarta alehem, zeh hagoy asher lo shamu b'kol Adonai Elohav. This is the nation that hasn't listened to the words of God. V'lo lakhu musar. Right, and they did not, they didn't accept rebuke. Avdah emuna v'nichrita v'pihem. Their faith is lost, it's removed from their speech. Kaftet. Gozin izrich v'ashlichi. Usi al shifayim qna. Ki ma'as adonai v'itosh et dor evrato. Right, so gozin izrich, meaning rip out your hair. Right, v'ashlichi, throw it away. Right, this is just take it out and right. Okay. And all the mountain tops sing it, except scream a eulogy. Kima as Adonai, because God is disgusted. And he is therefore forsaking that generation that angered him. Ki asu b'nei Yehuda hara b'nei Adonai ne'um Adonai. B'nei Yehuda did evil in God's eyes. So in the house that I called upon, my name upon it, what have they done? They have actually put in their abominations there in order to defile that special unique house. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ubanu b'mot ha'tofef eshel b'ge ben hinom, lisrof et b'nehem et b'notehem ba'esh, shel lo tziviti v'lo alta libi. So they built high altars in Geben Hinnom to burn their children and their sons and their daughters in fire that I didn't command, and it did not even enter my mind. Lachen hinei yamim ba'im neum Adonai v'lo yamer od ha'tofet v'geben hinnom kim ge ha'riga v'gavtru v'kavru b'tofet me'en makom. Now he brings a very harsh nevoah. The days are coming, Hashem, when it won't be called Tofet or Geben Hinnom, but it will be called Geh Harega. V'kavru b'tofet me'en makom, and they'll bury in Tofet, but there'll be no more room to finish burying the dead. V'ayta nivlat ha'am hazeh le'me'achal le'of ha'shamayim u'le'behemat ha'aretz v'en maharid. Right, and the corpses of the people will be for, of course, feeding the birds in the heavens and the animals on the earth. And nothing will make them afraid. They will lose, the animals will lose the fear of the human world. Bishpatim are Yehuda mechatzot b'shalayim. And I will, at that time, I will remove from Yehuda and from the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Kol sason v'kol simcha. Right. The voice of excitement and the voice of happiness. These are things that will be removed. Kol hatan v'kol kala, bride and groom. Ki l'chorbat hi ha'aretz. The land should be desolate and destroyed.